We've just watched the deputy condemn the government's proposal. But just last week, her colleague Piers Doherty, in this House, stood in the same place as the deputy and declared, and I quote, "I welcome the defective concrete products levy," unquote. And then I listened to Comrade O'Brien, and he said, "Yes, of course, we need to make the industry responsible for defective concrete products, bear some of the financial burden, but not like this." But then again, the deputy's party had a private member's bill, June 2021, when they demanded that, quote, "those responsible for the manufacture of defective blocks are held to account, and that the industry must contribute to the overall cost." And in that debate, Deputy Doherty was equally clear, and I quote again, that builders and suppliers are held to account, with a contribution extracted from the industry towards the remediation. Deputy, you are the party of doublethink and the three-card trick. You're for micro-redress and industry making its contribution until you are not. You support the levy on concrete products until you don't. The industry responsible for the problem should pay until it shouldn't. You are making this up as it goes along. And I put it this way to you, God help us if you ever get near the national finances.